They talk about marriage, and some of the things that people say about marriage, it's very interesting. They say marriage is the one place where those on the outside can't wait to get in, and those on the inside, they can't wait to get out, right? So that's very interesting about marriage. So today we're going to continue on the subject of free and single, and it's very important for us to talk about this subject. Because one of the beliefs that we have is every dating relationship at some point it should end in some sort of commitment in marriage as believers, right? And it's accepted if that's not what the Lord is calling you for. But first of all, Pastor Gary started off the series and he started talking about finding Mr. Right versus finding Mr. Wrong, right? You know, there was a lady that was walking around with her wedding ring and she had it on her right hand. And a man walked up to her and said, "Hey, don't you have your ring on the wrong finger?" And she looked at the man and said, "I don't have a ring on the wrong finger. It just reminds me that I married the wrong man." So that's one of the reasons why it's so important for us as believers to understand what is God's plan for relationship and what is God's plan for the family. So on the first series, Pastor Gary talked to you about that. And one of the things that he talked about, which I believe is very important for us to understand, is that whatever you do right now in the present eventually is going to become your what? Your past, right? And that eventually is what's going to show up in the future. All right, so let me repeat that again, because this is the whole gist of what Pastor Gary has been saying, is that whatever you've done in the present eventually is going to be the past, and your past is the best predictor of what you will be or what you will do in the future. All right? So it's important that we make sure that who we are is who we continue to be throughout our lives. Amen? And then Pastor Gary didn't stop there. He talked about the other subject, which I thought was very interesting, and we try to make this thing PG-13 as much as possible. But he talked about sex, right? He talked about sex. Now, I didn't see anybody shaking, so that's good. Oftentimes, you talk about sex, and people start getting nervous. They don't want to talk about it. But I believe that it's important that we need to talk about those things, especially in the church setting, right? And I believe that once we understand the biblical view of sex, I think it will help us to understand how to relate to each other, especially in a marital relationship. And today, we're going to be talking about the difference between male and female, men and women. And how can we understand our differences, celebrate our differences, And what's God's plan? Why did God allow us to be different in that way? What is his purpose for that? So with that being said, I'm going to ask you to just please join me as we continue, as I get this thing rolling here. All right. So throughout the series, one of the things that I want you to also keep in mind is this. Are you becoming the person who you're looking for is looking for? Are you the person who you're looking for is looking for? And that comes with a whole lot of weight to it, because then you have to figure out, okay, what type of person am I, and how is that going to work, and so on and so forth. Here's the interesting thing, especially as singles. It's important for you to understand this, because especially if one day your plan or your goal is to get married, you will find that most of the subject that we're dealing with is coming from a marital perspective. And the reason is so that you can actually get a chance to see what you're actually getting into, so you can properly prepare, right? And I believe that preparation is the best thing for any kind of success. It's important that we understand that. So, men and women, let's try to find out what the difference is. as we say that, all right? Now, scientists have studied the body, and one of the things that they have found out is that male and female have a lot of differences. Aside from the obvious, right, there are so many differences that are there about the male and the female. First of all, men's brains are 10% larger than females. Men's brains are 10% much larger than females. Now, females, however, tend to use both sides of their brains. Male, on the other hand, tend to use only the left side of their brain. Now, some of the ladies are like, now that explains it. That explains why everything has to be the way it is. Now, here's the interesting thing, and I want us to understand this, and I got some of this information from some books that I've read and also some studies that were done. One of the things that I want you to understand about the male person, and if you can think about it from the perspective of food, all right? If you can think about it from the perspective of food, men, let me get this thing here. Men are like waffles, all right? And women are like spaghetti. Now, what in the world does that mean, Calvin? How in the world does he explain that? Well, let me explain the difference here. So you think about a waffle, right? Everybody had a waffle before, right? You do notice that when you have waffles, you notice that in the waffles, there are different compartments, right? Different compartments. So this is how men think. Men have a box, all right? Everything that they do in life are placed in certain boxes, all right? So we got a box for cars. We got a box for movies. We got a box for sports. We got a box for women. We got a box for any little thing that you can think about in life. We kind of compartmentalize them. We put them in this little box. And that's the whole way how we operate. All right? This is the reason why when you're dealing with a man, sometimes he looks a little bit spaced out. Or when you're in an argument, he likes to deal with the issue at hand. And the reason why he wants to deal with the issue at hand is because in order to deal with that issue, he got to go in that box. And when he goes in that box, he likes to deal with the issue that is only in that box. But females, on the other hand, their minds are totally wired differently. Now, when you think about spaghetti, what do you think about? Everything is all connected. Everything is all connected. And that's the whole idea about the way how women think. They think everything is all connected. My job is connected to my house, my car, how I look, how I feel, and everything is connected. That's why when a woman comes home and she wants to talk to a man, she just unloads on him, and he just wants, okay, tell me what the problem is. And she's like, what? I didn't ask you to solve my problem. I just want to talk. Because you see, we think differently than women think. We operate differently. So we have these different compartments. And we have these different little boxes that we all have as men that we go into. Now, here's the interesting thing. And I got to tell you this, ladies. I'm going to let you in on a little bit of secret. Y'all ready for it? Y'all want me to let y'all into the secret? Let me let you into the secret. Every man have one little box in their brain. And there is nothing in it. Did y'all get me on that? Every man has a little box in their brain where they have absolutely nothing in it. And that's why men can sit down sometimes in front of the TV and they can just be sitting there looking brain dead. And they'll be, you know, we call them PCC, and that doesn't stand for Pioneer Community. But PCC are professional channel changers. We just sit there and just change. And so It drives women crazy, because if you understand anything about women, you would find that they are always doing something. And the worst thing that a woman can see is to walk in the house and find a man doing nothing. I see this so often in my marriage. I'll come home from work and I'll be sitting down and I'll just be breezing, kind of relaxing, trying to enjoy the day. And my wife would walk in and she's like, okay, I'm worrying about dinner, and she's worrying about everything. And then she goes in the kitchen and she's like, well, why don't you help me? I'm in my nothing box. And then here's one of the things that always happens. So a woman would see a man in the nothing box, and she would walk over to him, and she would go next to him and try to sit down and try to have a conversation with him. And then she'll look at him while he's sitting there looking brain dead, and she'll walk over to him and she'll say, what's she doing? And he'll be looking at her, nothing. And she'd be like, well, you can't just sit here and think nothing. Nobody sits there and thinks. And the reason why he can't really respond to her is because all of a sudden now it's going to become something. Because now we got to communicate, and I don't want to. This nothing box is just for me and me only. You're not allowed. And it's in that box that men goes whenever we have a high stressful situation. Anytime a man is stressed, what he does, he walks into that little room where he just sit there and just debrief. That's his way of actually dealing with the issues at hand. A woman is not the same. When a woman is going through difficulties or she's going through challenges, she wants to talk. And you can kind of see how this can actually become a problem later on, right? Because he or she wants to talk, and he just don't want to talk about it. And so he will just sit there and just kind of wait a little bit, hope that things will go away, and he'll like probably try to process it. He'll try to deal with that information right there that he got. And whenever he's finished dealing with that information, he takes that little box and he kind of carefully put it back in its place, trying not to disturb any of the other boxes. That's just the way how men think. That's just the way how we are. And that's the difference between how God has wired us. Now, women, on the other hand, as we said before, everything is all connected. And they are primarily driven by emotion. So everything that is gone throughout the day is connected to an emotion. That is the reason why a woman's memory is so good. You ever notice that? You ever hear the expression that if a man wants to forget his wife's birthday, the best thing he can do is forget it once? Because she will never let you forget it again. You know? So that's one of the interesting things here, especially about men and women. So a woman, in her mind, everything is all connected, and so she has to kind of talk about those things in order to deal with it. Now, how does this work out in their behavior? Here's the thing. Women can multitask. So you will find the woman will be in the kitchen, she'll be cooking, she'll be watching TV, she will be disciplining the kids at the same time. While she's in the bathroom, in the laundry, washing, and all of that stuff, in the meantime, while she's carrying on a conversation on the phone, right? Because she can multitask. Ladies, you agree with me with that, right? Very good at multitasking. Because men, on the other hand, think differently, we can only deal with one task at a time. That is why conversation becomes so difficult between men and women. Because while she wants to talk and everything is all connected, she's going from one thing on to the other thing, to on to the other thing, and the man is like, okay, wait, slow down. What do I need to solve? Because I can only deal with this one issue at a time. I can't go all over here. And you can find where that can become a problem all of a sudden. So it's very interesting. So men also have a hard time expressing their emotions. And here's the thing. Scientists have actually done this also. They have found that men are very task-oriented. You know, you give a man a task and he will do it. This is why building is so important to men. And this is why you will see, like, you give a boy, like, Lego, and he'll sit there and he'll just start. It's a task for him to do because he's task-oriented. You give a girl Lego and she look at you and she's like, this is stupid. Now, why would I need to sit down there all day and try to fit this up? But you put this in a boy's hand and he'll be like, hours after hours, and he'll be sitting there and he's like, wow, look what I did. And a girl would just walk by. It would mean nothing to them because they're not completely wired the same way like men. Now, here's the other thing. A woman can speak twice as many words as men can. They actually did a study. For every 10,000 words that a man says, a woman says 25,000 words. Now, most women are like, well, the reason why we say 25,000 words is because we got to repeat everything we say. You know, every time we tell you something to do, what? What? You know, my wife always tells me that I don't listen or something like that. Some of you guys got that. So men speak much less words than women do. Women speak twice as many words as men. And the other thing I want you to understand is that men are more visual. We're visually oriented. This is why looks are very important to guys. All right? This is why looks are very important to guys. For a woman, on the other hand, she is very detail-oriented. She's very detail-oriented. And this is one of the reasons why we guys don't like to invite you into our nothing box. Here is why. Because if we invite you to come and sit in our nothing box, guess what you will start doing? You know, I think this place can use a little bit of furniture. You know, maybe we can add some draperies over there, put a nice little red chair right here. Forget the TV. And that's one of the reasons why guys is like, look, you're not welcome. That's the one place that we need a little bit of solace, where we can spend that time with ourselves. So women are detail-oriented. Now, here's the other thing about words, why it's important, especially for women and men, right? Because words have different meaning, all right? For a man, when he says, I'll be down there in 10 minutes, man, you can bet, give or take 1 or 2 minutes, he'll be down in 10 minutes, right? Well, let's just say your lady's getting ready for church. And you're like, and she said, and you said, honey, are you ready? 5 minutes. For men, 5 minutes is like a lifetime. Because all of a sudden we gotta do the hair, we gotta do the makeup, we gotta do everything. So time and that is a little bit different for men and women. And here's the other thing, and I said this before, when a man starts a conversation, right? It's usually because something needs to be fixed. Okay, we need to talk about the finances. Okay, something ain't right, whatever it is. When a woman have a conversation with a man, it's because she needs to connect the issues in her life all together. Because something is out of whack. And to tell you the honest truth, she don't really know. But most of the time, through conversation, and through her being able to talk to you, she can come up with the answers or the solution all by herself. But the problem is, we just want to solve it. And we will totally miss the whole point, and we will cause a little bit of friction in the marriage. Amen? So we talk about that men are detail-oriented. Women are multitaskers. They speak twice and speak many words as men do. I want to talk a little bit about design, and for the sake of time, I'm going to run through some of these things, so I'm just going to ask you to bear with me, all right? I read a book one time called Wild at Heart, and the The author, his name is John Eldridge, and one of the things that he talked about was the differences between men and women and how God has created men versus women and the things that they both look for in life. All right, so we're going to just talk about a little bit of that. And one of the things, especially when it comes to men, is that every man wants to be, and I want to say this first, I'm going to switch this around. Every man wants a battle to fight. Every man wants a battle to fight. Every boy was wired to be a warrior. All right? We have that warrior mentality. And I'll tell you, one of the ways that you can actually see this is if you look at boys, right, you give them a piece of paper, they'll turn it into a gun any day. Right? You give them that, they'll just pew, pew, pew. And you're sitting there like, no violence. You give them a piece of plastic and he turns it into a knife. And if you have a brothers and sisters, you got to watch out because next thing you know, he's going to be stabbing, jumping on him, because he has that, he's wired for battle. That's just pretty much how boys are. We're wired for battle. And we like danger. We like some kind of dangerous stuff. I don't know if you guys remember Lion King, right? And you remember when they warned Simba and they said, Simba, you don't want to go down to the elephant's graveyard, right? Because it's dangerous. And what does Simba say? Simba says, ha, danger. I look on the wild side. I laugh at the face of danger. But just to show you a little bit, deep in the heart of every boy, every young man, they have that battle that they felt like they needed to fight. All right? The next thing is that men have a tendency to take a lot more risk than women do. Men have a tendency to take a lot more risk than women do. They did a study on this, and they found that out of all the risk, a woman is 60% less likely to take a risk than men. All right? And that's just because a little bit of how we're wired. The second thing that men like is men wants to be on an adventure. Every man wants to be on an adventure. And this is one of the reasons why you see things like men going out there trying to explore. You know, remember when they told Christopher Columbus that, you know, the world is flat and everything like that. And he was like, you know what, I got to go find out for myself. So he went on this huge exploration, right, to try to uncover certain things. Now, when you think about, if you even go back a little bit further, when God created Adam and Eve and placed them in the garden, right, what did the Bible say about Adam and Eve? God said that after he created Adam, right, he put him in the garden. So the garden was Adam's house. I want you ladies to kind of get this a little bit real quick. Notice Adam had a house, right, before he had a woman, right? The second thing that God gave Adam was he gave Adam a J-O-B, right? So Adam had a job. What was Adam's job? His job was to take care of the garden, right? And to take care of everything, right? That was all before Eve came into the picture. He had a house. He had his own job, right? So God gave him this huge adventure that he was supposed to live on. And the third thing I want to tell you about a man is that every man wants to rescue the girl. Every man wants to be the hero for the girl. If you think back on a lot of the fairy tale adventures, right? What you will find is that the handsome prince draws his sword and he goes in there and he fights and he kills all these things and he rescues the girl. This is why, if you most of you guys remember Titanic, right? This is one of the reasons why ladies like Titanic so much was because, you know, here was this guy who fought so hard for this girl, even to where it cost him his death. He was stupid, I'll tell you that, to be honest. You know, and here's the reason why. That piece of wood that they were all on in the water was big enough for both of them. Now, why in the world he going to sit there and be like, oh, Rose, you're going to grow up to be an old woman. And all the ladies are like, oh, look at that. It's so romantic. So the three things about a man is that they want to be on an adventure. They want to have a battle to fight. And they want to rescue the girl. Now, here's the thing about the ladies now. Every lady would like to be pursued. Every lady would like, ladies, do you agree with that? Would you rather be the pursuer or would you rather be pursued? Women would like to be pursued. Guys, can I say that again? Ladies would like to be pursued. We're living in a society today where I have seen some things that drives me crazy. I have seen ladies proposing to men. And that right there is just totally against all of the things that God has created and placed in you. And I know there might be some ladies in here that, well, what's wrong with that? And I'm going to tell you what's wrong with that. Wait till you get married. And you try to tell him to come to church and see what happened. Homeboy's going to be like, no. When you try to get him to do anything, guess what? Because you broke the chain. Homeboy wants to, if he doesn't become the pursuer, he loses his identity. And then it's become difficult for him to be the man that he's supposed to be. You see what I'm saying? So ladies, always think of that. A woman would like to, I know ladies would like to be pursued. The other thing is, ladies would like to join on the adventure. Now, for most guys, we're looking at it and we're thinking, but the woman is the adventure. Ladies are like, no, we don't want to be the adventure, but we want to join on the adventure. Remember, when God created Adam and Eve, what did God do? Put Adam into a deep sleep, and then he created Eve out of Adam's what? Side. And you've heard this before. He didn't take Eve out of Adam's head or out of his feet. He didn't want Adam to be boss over her, nor did he want Adam to step on her. But he brought her alongside Adam. Why? Because he wanted them both to be on that adventure to carry out the command that God gave both of them. And then God says what? Be fruitful and multiply. It was a journey that God placed both of them on. So both of them were on this journey, going about living life. So the woman wants to be pursued. She wants to join the adventure. And the last thing I want to tell you is, she wants to show her beauty. Let me go back to that. Sorry, my thing here, give me a little bit. She wants to display her beauty. Now, let me explain how that works. Earlier we were talking about the fact that there are fairy tales out there, right? In every fairy tale, one of the things that you find is that the lady have always wanted to be the most beautiful. Even the wicked queen, I think it was Snow White, who was the fairest of them all. She wanted to be the most what? She wanted to be the most beautiful. This is why beauty products is selling so much. You know, there was a study that was done. This was in 1996. And they said that black women, listen to this, ladies, black women spend over $4 billion on hair products. Wow. Some of y'all are like, oh, that's tripled. You know, but that's because, what? We care about her beauty, right, ladies? We want to be beautiful. Deep down in the heart of every woman is that sense to be beautiful. And she wants to be presented that way. That is why women takes their time in the morning to look good. And guess what? Men appreciate it. And we love it. At least we should. All right? So let me just go on. I got to close this. So what does a woman want? And what does a man want? If I can take a few minutes just to tell you this. Let me tell you what a man wants. Do we have the audio set up? Let me tell you. Pastor Gary attributed this in his first sermon. What does a man want? Oh, let me go back. Yeah, it's hard to do this thing on my phone, so bear with me. The connection is giving me a little bit of problems here. So, women and men want two different things, right? And let me tell you, this is one of the things that I've known that most men want. All right, you ready? Here we go. Anytime now. All right, let's scrap that. Don't worry about it. We'll move on. All right. I have my whole thing all set up on here, so it's giving me a little bit of trouble. So here it is. What does a man want from a woman? Y'all ready? Why is this thing not working today? First thing is, a man wants a woman to compliment him, not to be his equal. All the fellows, let me hear you say it. Amen. Right? Ladies, can I say this? And I'm going to say it with the most love in my heart. Okay? Let me say this real quick. A guy is not a real man. Let me put it that way. A real man is not afraid of a woman's independence. Let me see if I can repeat that again. A real man is not afraid of a woman's independence. But what he doesn't want is to hear about it every single day. Gentlemen, you agree with me, right? Amen. You know, I have spoke to people all the time. They be like, okay, this guy took me out on a date, and he invited me out. And as soon as he invited me out, at the end of the meal, first thing he did, I took out my checkbook. Because I wanted him to know. Guys are not afraid of you being independent. As a matter of fact, we would rather that you compliment us, not trying to be our equal. We do not like competition because we have a hard time competing against men. And it's going to be difficult for us to go through this competition thing and then go home and we have to compete with our wives. So men don't want competition from ladies. Second thing is, what a man wants is he wants a woman who is confident. He wants a woman who is confident. A real man is not afraid of a confident woman. When you think about the story of the Proverbs 31 woman, one of the things that you will find about that lady is that this lady had it all going for her. I mean, she was an entrepreneur. She took care of everything. And she even made her husband look good. You see what I'm saying? Homeboy was not afraid of the fact that this woman is an entrepreneur. And I'm going to tell you this. Most guys don't care. If you're a real, you know, a real man, don't really care about that stuff. And I'm going to tell you this. If he's a real man, he's not looking for a sugar mama. A real man is not looking for a sugar mama. Because one of the things you will find is that men were created to produce, productive. And that we take very seriously. So we don't really need that. So a man wants a woman who is confident. And man also wants a woman who is intelligent. I mean, she got to be able to at least follow a recipe. Right? You know? I mean, a minute rice shouldn't take 5 minutes. Right, gentlemen? She got to be able to at least add one or two. Do something. You know, he doesn't just want you to stare in there all day just looking at him. Oh, we going to order out tonight? No, you're going to go in the kitchen and try to do something. And the last thing, ladies, Pastor Gary talked about this last week. Listen, I just want to tell you this real quick. You can put this at number one. I kind of put it at last because I just wanted to kind of give y'all a little bit of understanding that we do care about that other stuff. But when it all boils down to it, men care about sex. We do. And just for y'all ladies' information, we see it as more than sex. Not all the time, but we see it as more than sex. You know. So let me go on to the ladies now. What does a woman want? What does a woman want? I want y'all to listen what a woman wants. Man, y'all know this song. Ladies, y'all know this song, right? Listen to what ladies want, guys. Because this is what every woman wants to tell us, but they won't tell us, all right? So if you just listen to the words of this song real quick, you hear what a woman wants. Listen to what she wants.
Compliment what she does. Send her roses just because. If it's violin she loves.
What do you do?
Let them play. Delicate her favorite song.
All right, I'm going to ask you to turn the volume on that one down for me. It won't stop. All right, so here's the thing, guys. What is woman really looking for in a man? Women are really looking to be loved. Oh, yeah. Women are really looking to be loved. all those stuff, the compliments that you give her. Talk about her hair. Tell her how beautiful she is. And really, let me tell you how a woman spell love. All right? Y'all ready? T-I-M-E. Ladies, am I correct in that? All right. I just want to make sure we hear. I'm understanding y'all, right? A woman appreciates love when it's spent in time. Her birthday and anniversary is only 2 days out of the year, guys. We've got 365 days. She's only asking you to remember two. Oh, I forgot what tonight was. See, what had happened was I had set up this domino games with the fellows. Oh, yeah? Oh, really? I guess you're going to be staying at the fellows tonight, huh? You see what I'm saying? So what ladies want, guys, they want you to love them. This is one of the reasons why in the New Testament, the Bible says that husband, you are to love your wives as Christ loved the church. That's pretty much what he wants. He wants you to love her. Because this is not easy for us as guys. You see, a woman was created. Oh, let me get my marker out. I got to close this off in like 2 seconds here. Guys, look at this. A woman was created with this. All right? And I'm going to show you guys can see that, right? A woman was created with that, with a heart. And that's the biggest part of a woman. That's why every time she holds a child, every time she holds her book, where does she take it? Right to her bosom, right? It's kind of a reminder of her heart, right? Now, this is, and guys are interested in just something a little bit below the woman's heart. This is what I call our happy place. Right? Guys are interested in being happy. The problem is, most guys don't understand that in order for us to be happy, we have to connect with this. And when we connect with this, guess what? She now brings you a lot of happiness. Are we there? Right? She brings you a lot of happiness. Once we connect with the heart, that's the way our God designed it. And that's why he said, husbands, you ought to love her. Because if you intend on being happy, feed her heart. Give her what she wants. She will give you what you need. Ladies, if you agree with me, say amen. Uh-huh. Here is the problem, ladies. A guy will never give you this if the first thing you give him is this. And that is exactly where we get it wrong. Because a lot of ladies, they want this. So they feel like in order for me to get this, I have to give up this. And I'm going to tell you this, ladies. Women are givers. Guys are takers. If you give it to us, we will take it without even saying thank you. And that's one of the problems that we're having in relationships today is a lot of ladies are now giving up this and they get upset when the guy doesn't feed this. And guess what those people do? Those two knuckleheads go and get married. And then now she wonders why I got to call Pastor Gary this week. But this is not the way how God designed it. Here's the last thing. I'm going to close off with this verse, guys. What God's purpose is. Here's what God says. This was before God told women to men to love their wives. And for women to submit to their husbands and what submission really is. And I'm not trying to go into that because that's a whole different subject because I think majority of us don't really understand submission. But if you really want to understand it, let's understand it from this verse. Look what it says. Submit to one another out of reverence to who? Say it again. Submit to one another out of reverence to whom? So you see, what God is saying here is, number one, both of you ought to be living your life in such a way that it honors me. So the whole idea is to please God and not man. If you are in the business of pleasing God, guess what? You will not have a problem giving your husband what he needs. If you are in the business of pleasing God, you won't have a problem giving your wife what she needs. Because you know that in order for me to please God, my wife has to get this. And in order for me to please God, I got to respond a little bit and give him that. And that's exactly why God designed marriage the way it was. When you violate this right here, guess what? You mess it up for the whole generation and your kids and everybody else. That's one of the things that you do. So the last thing I would say, ladies, number one. So what do I do when I'm looking for a guy? Number one, look for character. Don't just date a guy just because he's cute. Don't just date a guy just because he got money. Look for character, ladies. Guys, when you're dating a lady, not just because she's beautiful, not just because she has a big Lamborghini or something like that. You see how men think? We think about cars all the time. Anyway, you understand my point here, guys. What you're looking for is character. You know what character says? Character says, what type of person are you? Do I have to force you to go to church? This is what you should be looking for in the dating relationship. How does he treat his mom? How does he treat his sister? How does he hang around with, how does he act when he's around friends? Better yet, how does he act when he's in private? That's character. That's character. Second thing is, you can read 1 Corinthians 13 with that. Second thing is this, real quick. Seek out a relationship. Some of you in churches think that God is supposed to miraculously put someone in your lap. Pastor Gary alluded to that in the first message. You know, there's a lot of us that think that, you ever talk to some people, are you looking for, no, I'm just waiting on the Lord. God has somebody special for me. So you're saying that the God who created the whole universe with everything in it has created someone especially for you with everything that you're looking for, and you don't have anything to do with it. The Bible says, he who finds a wife does what? Finds a good thing. You cannot find something if you weren't looking for it. But when you're looking for it, make sure that you're looking for character. Remember Pastor Gary talked to you about what are those three things that you're looking for in a person. And the last thing I would say, and I've got to close off with this because the time has gone. Don't expect your partner to make you happy. This is the biggest problem in marriage. Both people go in the marriage thinking that the other person is supposed to make me happy. When you do that, guess what you have done? You have created an idol. The Bible says, love the Lord with all your heart, all your soul, and all your what? Mind. That's a place that God gets. You want to find out who's responsible for your happiness? God is, not your spouse. And here's the thing. If you weren't happy getting into the relationship, you will not be happy in the relationship. You know, they did a study of this. Actually, they did a study and they looked at college kids' yearbook. And they found every single one of them that were smiling. They went back and they studied them. It was a staggering statistic that every single one of them that was smiling in the yearbook, they looked at their marriage and not one of them had a divorce. What were they saying? If you are a happy person from the get-go and you have two happy people come together, they create what? A happy marriage. But if you are arrogant and stubborn and crazy and deranged from the get-go, and you go in there and you go shack up with somebody who is twice as bad as you, talking about, he's going to change. I know it. Please pray with me, Pastor. Pray with me, Pastor, because I know God can do anything. Yes, he can, but not when you do things like that. So, in order for you to get what you're looking for, you have to become what you're looking for, so that when you find what you're looking for, you are who they are looking for. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this time. We bless your name, O God. We understand how difficult it is with relationships, Lord God. But your word says that if we submit to you, Lord God, our relationship will be much better. Father, we pray that our marriages will be better, that our relationship will be better, but that we will serve you in such a way that your name is glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen.